Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light, for you are nothing else.
Welcome once again to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary.
I'm your host. You know, Revolutionary Life is here on Block Talk Radio every weekday night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life also talks about the things that affect our lives every day, directly and indirectly. The difference is we talked about them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change, man. And you may agree, there's a lot of things in this world need change. And this country needs changing. And our people that need changing. And our mindset that need changing in some instances, in a lot of instances. Tonight, we're talking China. I don't know if you've heard about the anti-Asian violence that's going on. supposedly. I haven't seen a lot of it, but but they're trying to get something going here in the news. And one of the things they're turning everybody against and telling everybody to prepare themselves for is China. Well, guys, tonight, we talking all things Chinese. We won't be speaking in Chinese. But boy, we finna talk China. Now we're going to talk a little Asian in general. But wait a minute. Before we go Asian in general, Jack, maybe we need to stop for a minute and consider one Asian country above all, and that's China. I want you to think about that. Napoleon thought about it. The great Napoleon Bonaparte told the world, China is a sleeping giant. Let her sleep. Because when she awakens, the world will tremble. Quote unquote. Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon. Think about that. China, Napoleon, as far back as Napoleon Bonaparte of France, conquering the world, went all the way to Egypt, all the way to Russia, conquering on behalf of France. And he wasn't even French. Napoleon said, and I quote, China, she's a sleeping giant. Let her sleep. Because when she awakens, the world will tremble. That's a long time ago to talk about China. So we're going to talk about China tonight. I want you to think about Napoleon's quote. And then we're going to get into it. Guys, let me give you a little music. And I'll be right back with China. We'll be right back. listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, here on Revolutionary Life, and we're here every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. Guys, tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're going to talk a little bit about China. Now, the reason we're going to talk a little bit about China is that there's been a lot of information out there now in the news, you know how the news does, you know who owns the news. So the news is now talking about anti-Asian attacks, Asian Lives Matter. And I thought, wait a minute, before we go anti-Asian, because Asian could be Korean, North Korean, South Korean, Asian could be Indonesian. Asian could be Vietnamese, Japanese, Taiwanese. All Asians ain't Chinese. Could be Mongolians. All Asian ain't Chinese. All right? We already did it well. So before we start talking about anti-Asian, all Asians. Let's just stop for a minute. And let's pick one. Let's pick one Asian country out of all the Asian people, countries and people. China. The Chinese people. Country of China. The country of China, guys, I got a map of the country of China on my site right now. If you're on my site, you might see some slides going by. And a couple of them are going to be the land mass, the land called China. It's bigger than the United States all by itself, damn it. All right, just China. All right? We ain't going to other Asian countries. Let's just start with China before we get anti-Asian, guys. Japanese, Taiwanese. Before we get anti-Asian, let's do China. Just China. Folks, China has over a billion, at least a billion, citizens, people, Chinese people. I want that to sink in, guys, because you live in a country right now that has 300 million people. I guess that's about a third of the number of Chinese people in China. 300 million people here in America, with all the problems, racism, and all the things that we got, we're fighting each other over Make America Great Again, and January 6th, raiding the state capitol, stopping people from voting, figuring ways to stop more people from getting to the polls, Republicans against Democrats, Me Too movements, Black Lives Matter, now the anti-Asian, anti-Semitic, black against white, racism, white supremacy. That's America. I'm describing your 300 million. China has a billion people. You can't handle 300 million without people fighting amongst each other about race, creed, color, kind. religion, sexual orientation. Your capital, our capital, because I'm an American, our capital was raided by a bunch of white right-wing pro-Trump supporters, mostly white. Our capital, the capital of the United States, yes, was attacked, raided, right? January 6th. We just went through a pandemic, and we still ain't got everybody vaccinated. We can't even get people to trust the government long enough to go get vaccinated. Black people have been screwed over in medical care and hospitals for so long that a lot of black folks don't want a shot in their arm. A lot of conspiracy theorists don't want the vaccine. There are people protesting against the wearing mask to keep from spreading the vaccine. China has a billion people. And I wouldn't be surprised if every last one of them got the shot. Think about this, guys. You got 300 million people in your country that can't get along together. And it's one motherfucking thing after another. If it ain't anti-Semitic, it's pandemics, it's diseases, it's racism, it's white supremacy, it's the Me Too movement, it's the LGBT movement, it's this movement and that movement, it's the Black Lives Matter movement, it's the economic situation, the stock market movement. 1% of the country owns 90% of the wealth, and the rest of us scramble for what's left. We got a country that the White House was so full of Russians last administration, man. I thought we were allies with Russia all of a sudden. I don't know when that might have started. Ain't been that way since I was born. And then this country trying to get its shit together. And it's just now looking to the rest of the world like a normal country. Now that Biden is in there, shit quieted down a little bit. We're not bribing countries for political reasons to put, you know, to help us run our elections. China has a billion people responsible for feeding, housing, clothing, finding jobs, making a decent living, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for 300 million. And 1 out of 5 American children don't know where they're going to get their meal from tomorrow. These are just stats. I didn't make this shit up. You guys got phones, Google. China has a billion people. Let me say that again. We got 300 million and we can't get our shit together. 1 man over there, Deng Xiaoping, has to feed, house, clothes, find jobs, and run police, protect, guard, whatever, a billion people. A billion people. 3 times, let's say more than 3 times, but let's say 3 times what we have here, triple what we have here. And we fucking with China? You got to be kidding me. We started this country there over 200 years ago. And our nation capital was raided on January 6th. It wasn't tourists who raided it. We started our country over 200 years ago. We freed our, we built it on slaves. How about that? And once the slaves were freed, we built it on exploiting the ex-slaves called Jim Crow. If you're black, get back. If you're brown, stick around. If you're white, you're all right. Police gunning down black men. We got the Black Lives Matter movement. We got the Me Too movement. 200 years later, guys. Let me tell you something about China. When I was a kid, my mom used to say, and this was what? This is in the 60s, late 60s. My mom used to say, I can remember this. We were little, but my mom would say, make sure you eat all the food on your plate. There are starving children in China. Let me say that again. When I was a kid, it was common in the poor neighborhood, and I was raised poor. It was common among poor black people that when you were at the dinner table, they would talk you into cleaning your plate, eating all your food. And the way they would tell you do it is say, you better eat all that food, boy. Don't you know there's starving children in China? Don't you know there's children starving in China? Eat your food, clean your plate. You don't run about that. You ain't never heard of that. If you're my age, you have. You must have. I don't know. Maybe not. Well, that's true, guys. World War II was in the 40s, right? It ended around 45. Close to 48, everything had mellowed out. In 1950s, it was over, and the Korean War had started. Mao Zedong, Communist China. The war was over, but China had been raided by Japan, who was a friend of Hitler, the Emperor of Japan, was part of the Axis powers, Mussolini of Italy, Hitler of Germany, and Tojo of Japan. And so the Japanese were the yellow Aryans. The Germans were the white Aryans. And I guess the Italians were the Italian Aryans. I don't know. The olive Aryans. But China was devastated by the Japanese invasion of China during World War II. Devastated. Japanese were riding up the backs of Chinese around for taxicabs. They were shooting everybody they could find. It was members of the Chinese Communist Party, especially. China was devastated. And so, yeah, kids were poor in China in the 60s because they had endured this war. They was trying to come back. Right? When I say the end of World War II, let's go back. Let's go all the way back. Let's say 1950. By 2020. I'll give you 2020, but we don't even have to go there. We could go to 1980s. That's 30 years after World War II. That's 30 years after the Korean War, 1950. We've been in a war since I was born, this country. So after World War II in the 1950s, the next thing you know, we was fighting the Korean War. By the time these wars settled down, China was one of the poorest countries on earth. Billions of people hungry, starving. So my mom used to say, Eat all the food on your plate, man. Don't you know kids are free? Kids are starving in China. Guys, 30 years later, not to mention 50 years later. I hate to scare you, but 50 years later, less than two, we've been around for 200 years. We had a Great Depression in the 30s that took this country down through there. We made it back. Deep in debt, Keynesian. Deep in debt. We made it back. China went from rags, in 50 years. China became one of the most powerful countries on the planet, militarily. Not 200, 50 years, a billion people. 1950 to 2000 to 2000, 50 years, and we, economically, with 300 million people, have not, can't surpass China, and people or economy. Fifty years from rags, eat all the food on your plate, the starving people in China. 50 years later, in a lifetime, one person's lifetime, 50 years later, China is a foe on the world stage. China is a power on the world stage. Not 200 years, not through slave labor, 50 years, China, a billion people, fed, housed, closed, jobs provided. 2020 from 1950s. China. Guys, I'm not Chinese. I'm not a communist. But China not either. I mean, they might be communists in ideology, but they have not built a communist economy. They are socialist. Their political economy and politics and economy really are socialist politics. Nobody has reached what Karl Marx, the father of communism, explained what communism looks like. Nobody has reached that stage. So you have communist parties of people who are striving to be communist countries. But nobody has made it there. And, you know, according to Karl Marx, these were steps, capitalism, socialism, communism. It was supposed to be historical steps. He wasn't talking about revolutions. He was saying history will take us from capitalism. It took us from savagery and barbarism to kings and queens to to capitalism. And he said capitalism will just evolve after they concentrated wealth into fewer and fewer hands. 1% on 90%. Of what this country produced. So Karl Marx says after they concentrate capital into fewer and fewer hands, we will have socialism. And then he says socialism will evolve. It's a dictatorship, and it will evolve to communism. Nobody has evolved to communism. At most, they are socialists. So let's get that straight. It is run by the Communist Party, so they have communist aspirations. But they haven't built a communist economy by any means. Now, China all by itself. They're talking anti-Asian guys. Japanese, Taiwanese. Let's just stop for a minute. Let's take one Asian country to the act. One. Just one. Before we go anti-Asian, And like I told you, I'm not Asian. But I remember what Napoleon said. China is a sleeping giant. Let us sleep. A billion people, not 300 million. They got a formidable military. The Chinese women have regiments, female regiments in the military, and have had since World War II. We got a problem just integrating women into the military. We had disagreements integrating women into the military. Now we got women in the military who are being abused in the military. China have whole female regiments marching, showing up with their colors in the military. Have had. Don't let nobody tell you that we ought to be, that for some reason or another we need to have economic embargoes, some reason or another we used to have these military confrontations with the Chinese. A billion people, they could all throw a brick, one brick, at one of our ships and sink it. A billion bricks, a billion rocks, a billion bricks, not missiles. They got nuclear weapons, just like we do. So we definitely don't want to go there, do we? Now, guys, historically, that's a Chinatown in this country, because historically we exploited the labor of the Chinese. And most of that labor we exploited went into building the railroads that crisscrossed this country. There's a joke among the Union Pacific and old railroad barons of the past who built the railroads around this country. Somebody asked them, how do you build a railroad through a mountain? They said, you give a Chinaman a stick of dynamite, light it, and tell them to run in that hole they just dug in the mountain, lay it down and come running out. So what if he can't make it out? Well, the most you lose is a Chinaman. They say that there's a dead Chinese man for every wooden tie. You know those big square wooden ties on your railroad that the metal goes across? For every wooden tie in the railroad, there's a dead Chinese man in building it. You don't hear me. As a result of that, there's a Chinatown in almost every major city in this country. A Chinatown. Now, I worked on the West Coast, San Francisco, back when people would send their laundry to Hong Kong, China, before they send it to the laundry down the street, because they'd rather have the Chinese do it. It was cheaper. But that was more than just Chinese there, of course. In modern times, there's little Japan, there's little Saigon, there's these enclaves in California of Asian people. New York, some of the bigger Chinatowns, New York, San Francisco, New York, I know for sure. I visited both of those. But almost every major city, the Chinese has been here damn near since this country was here. When I was a kid, we had Chinese stores on the corner, not Arab stores, like we do now in my neighborhoods. Chinese have been around in this country for a while. And that ain't even half the Chinese on earth. You know what they told me? They told me if the Chinese walk past your door in single file, you probably wouldn't live long enough to count them all. They told me that 1 out of 5 people on earth is probably a Chinaman, a Chinese man. 1 out of 5. So I guess we got 5 billion people on earth. Do you really think, do you really think we want to fight China? Every time you hear that bullshit. Guys, when our country borrows money, we use bonds to do so. Treasury bonds. The United States Treasury issues bonds, just like your city borrows money with municipal bonds. And the big company, the big wealthy people who can buy those bonds, has the city in their debt because the city must honor those bonds. Well, guess who buys more treasury bonds than anybody else from the United States? Guess who own more U.S. treasuries? China. Every part in my computer, look at your computer. Look at your TV. Turn it over. Look at the power supply on your laptop or whatever. Look at the battery. I got China wrote all over my computer parts and pieces. Don't you? You got electronics in your house that ain't got China wrote on them somewhere? I want you to think about this. Microsoft, Apple, and any number of U.S. corporations that can afford to are in China. They got offices, they got factories in China. They're on the Chinese grid. They get their electricity, their water supply, the sewage, everything. They're in China. Microsoft, Apple, that's just the beginning of corporations that are in U.S. corporations that are doing business, good business, obviously. They're making money. Apple, come out with a new Apple every year in China. My computer's got full of stuff made in China. My corporations who make these computers are located in China. Have you heard anything about the Bitcoin revolution? Cryptocurrency revolution. Well, the cryptocurrency revolution, guys. The way you come up with, the way you transact cryptocurrency is through something called Bitcoin miners. These are people with computers that help do all the transactions associated with buying and selling of Bitcoin. Most of the mining of Bitcoin, a large chunk of all the mining of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, guess where they're mined? I used to be mined. In China. Your Bitcoin. Bitcoin just hit rock bottom, took a lot of people's money. But one of the reasons it went rock bottom is because China quit using Bitcoin. When people thought China would use Bitcoin, it hung out. But Chinese closed down all of those mining operations. They used too much power, too much electrical power. They hooked up to the Chinese electrical grid. And China says all these Bitcoin things that are hooked up to the electrical grid got to unhook from the electrical grid of China. They use tons of electricity to bit mine, right? And so China's disconnecting the bit miners. And so the Bitcoin, the bit miners, cryptocurrency miners. And so the Bitcoin and all these other cryptocurrencies are now biting the dust. People selling and getting out of there. All China had to do was announce that they didn't want to have much to do with Bitcoin anymore. In fact, they're talking about making their own coin. If you look in your paper today, Bitcoin kissing the ground, it hit rock bottom. And why? And when it did its greatest dip was when the Chinese announced, we're shutting this stuff down over here. It came out to be from being a financial instrument and a store of value to just being gambling, speculation. And China says, no, we don't want that. If it ain't a stock, it ain't something you can invest in and all that, like a stock market that's going to grow in value, store your value and all that, that's one thing. But all you're doing is hustling. All you're doing is buying, selling, buying, selling, buying, selling. They, you know, just to make a profit, you shut it, they shut it down. They don't gamble over there. They don't casinos in China that I know about. Unless they're in Hong Kong. And we'll talk about Hong Kong later. 1 billion people. We got 300 million. It's hard for us to even get a seat at that table. You know, if there's a bunch of tables and people gambling, the ones who one table is $1,000 table, and you ain't got but $50, you can't sit at that table. You can't govern 300,000, 300 million. What you doing telling somebody who's got 1 billion people to feed how to run shit? You're at the wrong table. You need to go over there where the 300 million table is. You ain't got no business coming up. It's kind of like somebody who's got 3 kids telling somebody who's got 30. Telling somebody who's got 14 how to raise kids. 15, how to raise kids. Whatever. China. I brought this up, guys, because there's anti-Asian propaganda in this country. And let me tell you, there's a lot of Asians that you don't want to go to war with Asians. Taiwanese, Japanese, Indonesian, Vietnamese, Koreans. Because I'm talking about one Asian country. I just named 3 or 4. Let's talk about one of them bad boys. Let's talk about one who went from rag to riches in 50 years with 1 billion fucking hungry, starving people. And now is a leader on the world stage. Guys, China just signed an agreement with most of those Asian countries y'all fighting with, those anti-Asian people, those people with their country's name on every part in your computer. China just organized those people into something like the European Union, an Asian Union, AU, like an old Soviet bloc. So those Asian people are now being organized by the Chinese under one umbrella. Many Asian countries have joined that Chinese Union. Asian Union is called, I guess it is. Asian Union, yeah. Just like the European Union, the EU. All those European countries got together. Well, China is pulling Asian countries together. I don't even know if I have to tell you guys that China
is all over Africa. We had a chance to be that foreign country once before. Now guess who's all over the wealth and the minerals of Africa, of the continent of Africa? The Chinese. They're building hospitals. They're building they're building police stations. they're building bridges, schools. Tanzania is showing off a big bridge that China built for them. Beautiful bridge. They're buying in to the Chinese plan. You're buying in or selling out. That's up to you. That's up to your politics. But China is in Africa big time. So those billion people in that big old piece of land called China over there are spreading out around the world. They were already here, Chinatown in every major city. Just China, guys. And you want to go to war with Asians in general? There would be no North Korea, and you really don't want to mess with the crazy-ass Kim Jong-un, ill. I mean, just by the fact that the man will probably blow himself up and everybody else. At least that's the way they characterize him. He might not. But there would be no North Korea. And you're talking North Korea when you're talking China, believe it or not. Let me just put it to you briefly. If you don't know the history, there would be no North Korea. There would be no such thing as a North Korea if it was not for China. The United States would have made sure of that in the Korean War. But before the United States could take over North Korea, they made a serious mistake. Because by the time they got to the river that divides China from North Korea, the Yalu River, they looked up and saw more Chinese people than they've ever seen in their life. There were Chinese people who didn't even have guns. They had sticks, wooden implements and whatnot. The United States government turned around and ran. That's right. The pitter-patter of little feet, the military guys called it. Running back across the parallel, the demilitarized zone now, into South Korea. Because the Chinese said, y'all ain't crossing this river. China. And so we got a North Korea today. Because the government of the United States knew better than to go fucking with China. So guys, so when you hear the Asian propaganda, anti-Asian propaganda, tell them to stop it. Tell them to stop it. Remind them that you don't hear Microsoft talking anti-Asian because they got factories over there. You don't hear Apple talking anti-Asian because they got factories over there. Our companies, United States-based companies, are making millions over there. They don't want you fucking with China. So it's just politics when you hear us having military ships going to the South China Sea, fucking with China. Since they got nuclear weapons and we got nuclear weapons, ain't going to be no nuke war. And do we want, if all of us got together and got a gun and went to war, since there ain't going to be no nuclear war, if all of us got together, 300 million of us got together and got guns and went to fight the Chinese, There's a fucking billion of them. They surround us. There's three times as many people in the country. And they didn't wait until the 20th century, the 21st century, to start really incorporating women into the military, into combat. They didn't wait to the 21st century to start putting women into combat. They have entire women regiments in China, man. Come on now. You get to be anti-Asian, guys, before you fall for the hype. Just remember all your parts are made in China. Half the shit in your car probably made in China. Automobile manufacturer. Not to mention computer equipment, technology. Half your solar panels were made in China. United States Treasury bonds, the greatest purchaser of U.S. Treasury bonds is China. China has built an AU, an Asian Union, have organized Asians into something similar to the European Union. China is in Africa, building roads and highways. And there's a Chinatown in every major city in the United States. Come on, guys. You really want to fuck with China? You'd be better off making allies out of them, the way Microsoft has, and the way Apple has, and any number of U.S. corporations. China, come on and say something in the Bitcoin, and stop using Bitcoin, and Bitcoin drops. That's the control they have over your cost of your Bitcoin. You thought Elon Musk could move the Bitcoin. China moved the Bitcoin. They shut the mining down. Took it off their national grid, electrical grid, using too much power. And it's gambling. They don't have gambling. A billion people. So guys, let alone anti-Asian, let the rest of the Asian, let's set aside all other Asian countries you could be anti. And let's just deal with one for a minute. Tonight we decided to just take one out of the bunch of Asian countries. We left North Korea over there, Kim Jong-il. We left Vietnam out. We left Taiwan out. We left Mongolia out. We left Japan out. You know, the ones who bombed Pearl Harbor. We left them out for a minute. And we just talked about one Asian country. That's got a billion. That became a world power in 50 years. Guys, didn't take it 200. It went from rags in the 1950s. Eat all the food on your plate. They're starving people in China. So, the next time, treasury bills. We're in debt to the Chinese. I don't know if you heard, just yesterday, I heard that the Chinese had perfected nuclear fusion, hydrogen, just the way the sun does, how the sun supposedly produces heat. But it produced more heat than the sun does. Did you hear that? Nuclear fusion. They created nuclear fusion, controlled nuclear fusion. controlled and contained. Not nuclear power. Nuclear fusion just creates heat, enough heat to make power. Lots of it. China got people and got a space station, just like we do, and spaceships. They ain't slouching, guys. They built the AU, the Asian Union. They ain't slouching. These ain't no slouches, guys. You think running your household, you think running your community is tough. You think running a country with 300 million people in it, with the Capitol being raided on January the 6th, with Me Too movement, with white supremacists marching down the street, with Jewish synagogues being attacked and shootings every day. You thought that was tough. They got 1 billion fucking people. So, guys, that's my thing for tonight. I just lack for you Americans. For no other reason. You ain't got to be pro-communist. You ain't got to be pro-Chinese. But let's take a cue from Napoleon Bonaparte. China is a sleeping giant. Let her sleep. Because when she awakens, the world will tremble. Well, she's woke. She's woke, and now she's running Africa. She's all over the continent. She's woke, and we in debt to her. She buys our treasury bonds, but more of our treasury bonds, U.S. treasuries, than any other country. Tanked our Bitcoin just by shutting down their own mining. They don't need it. I've taken up enough of you guys' time. We're going to move into our call-in section. Our phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. I'm going to open up my chat room so I have my chat open. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you have suggestions, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And just as sure as you put questions and suggestions in there, I will be trying to answer them as they come in. This is our call-in section. I call it your time to shine. Tonight we've been talking about China, guys. No, we're really talking about the anti-Asian propaganda that our government is putting out, that some Republicans are putting out, that some anti-Asian people are engaging in attacks on Asians and the shit like that. I want to ask you again, seriously, do you really want to F with that community? So to show what I mean by that, just practically speaking, I didn't take all the Asian countries, the Japanese, the Taiwanese, the Koreans. I just took one, just one. And for all accounts, man, when I get through tallying shit up, I'll say we ain't got no business fucking with China. We out of our league. I'm sorry. We way out of our league in terms of organization, in terms of being organized. Not only do they got 1 billion people, they've organized 1 billion people under a government that they can feed, clothe, house, and find jobs for 1 billion people. And we got homeless and hungry folks in this country, and we got 300 million. And we can't find jobs for people. People living in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Now, I don't know. They can call themselves communists if they want to. They're not communists. They're socialists. Dictatorship of the proletariat. People's government. It's a people's government. For sure. Under the Communist Party. It's a dictatorship, for sure. When our president said something bad about China. Deng Xiaoping, the leader of China, who doesn't have to run for office every 4 or 8 years, every 4 years. He doesn't have to start running a political campaign in 3 years winding up to a political campaign because he might not get voted out of office. The man been in there for years and years, and he'll be in there probably till he dies. He can wait you out. If he don't like Trump, he knows that Trump has a maximum of 8 years. He'll still be there. Trump will be gone. If he don't like Biden, he know Biden got 4 years, maximum of 8. If he don't like Biden and him and Biden can't get along, he can sit on his ass. Biden will be gone and we'll have another guy in there. He ain't going nowhere. We got presidents who got to worry about being elected every three or four fucking years. While you running for election, he running his country. Come on, guys. We can't sit at that table just yet. Until you can organize 300 million, when people are not storming your capital, try storming the Forbidden Palace, or whatever they call it. Start storming the Communist Party office in China, or their central government. You saw what happened with Tiananmen Square. I got news for you. You wouldn't have been running up the stairs of their Capitol with your motherfucking flags and cowboy hats on. That ain't working in China. I'm just saying. Before we get anti-Asian, I just want to take one Asian country, just one, and say to you, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. And my chat room is open. Questions, comments, suggestions, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. This part of my show, I call it Your Time to Shine. It's my call-in section. I call it Your Time to Shine. And I'm going to give you a little music while you decide to make that call.
listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, guys. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we ain't playing. Revolutionary Life looked at every situation, looks at every situation that affects our lives. Every day. We just look at it from a revolutionary point of view. Change is occurring, people. And revolution is just change. Revolution is just change. And change is inevitable. What makes a revolutionary is a revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, we took a revolutionary look at our relationship with the Asian community. And I didn't even go into the whole Asian community. I didn't say anything about the Japanese. Yeah, we rounded up a few Japanese back in the 40s during World War II and put them on concentration camps. Took their property. Shit, half the rice that is grown by white folks in California used to belong to Japanese. But when we rounded them up, their land went free. It was a land grab because they couldn't take the land with them when we put them on concentration camps. Their property was taken over. They got reparations, by the way, those Japanese. I didn't say anything about the Koreans. We know about North Korea. But why we want to fuck with South Korea, they're supposed to be friends of. When we start talking to anti-Asian guys, we're talking Koreans, we're talking Taiwanese, we're talking Chinese, we're talking Japanese. You ready for that? I asked you if you were ready for that in this presentation. And I did that. I asked you that question by starting with one single Asian country. China. And I told you, military generals as far back as Napoleon Bonaparte, Napoleon Bonaparte, who wasn't even French, but he fought for the French. He took his French war into Russia. He took his French war into Germany, what's now Germany. Austria shit all broke up back then. He made a Germany. Germany exists because of Napoleon. They were a scattered bunch of countries. Austria was a military base, a country where military was bivouac. They were mercs. We hired some of them, Haitians and shit like that. This country hired in 1776. We turned that country. We created Germany. Napoleon created Germany. They got their shit together when Napoleon showed up. Now, Napoleon said, China, don't mess with China. China's a sleeping giant. Let her sleep. Because when she awakens, the world will tremble. China's woke, baby. The African continent is now populated with Chinese. The China are building roads, schools, police stations, all kinds of shit. Bridges, beautiful bridge in Tanzania. Bringing industries to Africa. To the African countries on the continent. Ask somebody in the Philippines about Asians. Ask somebody in Hawaii about Asians. And we got a Chinatown in every major city in this country. You sure you want to mess with the Asians?
I don't know about you, but the odds don't look good. They tell me 1 out of 5 people on the face of the earth is Chinese. You sure about that? You got 300 million in this country. About a third of that. You sure about that? My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. My chat room is open. Put it in the chat. I'll respond. I'm monitoring that chat. It's your time to shine, guys. Are you sure we want to mess with the Asians? Let me give you a little music. Think about it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. Tonight we've been talking about China, anti-Asian sentiment in general, China in specific. China has its problems. It's got 1 billion people. Probably. It's got a lot of problems. But in 50 years, it's become a formidable power on the face of the earth. In 50 years, guys. My mom used to say, eat all your food on your plate because there were starving people in China. That wasn't in the 50s. That was in the 60s. Well, now they're running shit. I told you. You know, China had a one-child policy. So America tried to make a big deal out of China demanding that its people only have one child. How can you possibly do that? The same people are marching around abortion clinics in this country demanding that women have babies. Telling women whether they can have a baby or not, whether they can bring a baby into this world or not. They don't have a choice. So you got a pro-choice movement and you got an anti-abortion movement in this country. So we're going to get into women's lives in this country and tell them, even if you're raped, even if your life is at stake, you got to have that baby. No government should not be funding abortions. We're telling women when they can have a baby or not. And then we're going to get on China, who's got 1 billion people to feed. If you got a bunch of kids in your household, you're going to tell your daughters, y'all better use some contraceptives. You ain't bringing no more kids in here. And China can't say that. China can't tell your people, hell,
I got to feed a billion of y'all, a billion and one to break our back. So China says one child policy and everybody trips out. And then when you get over here, you got marches around, you got picket signs around anti-abortion clinics. And you got a government telling women when they can have a baby. How many, I guess. When, where, whatever. That ain't that hypocritical. We're all up in women's lives here. But when China said one-child policy, they said, oh, no. And just recently, guys, China announced a three-child policy. You can have up to three kids. Do they got picket signs out there and all that? No. Picking fights with China just don't work out well. I told you, our president has to run for election again in a few years. The Chinese president don't have to worry about that kind of shit. He ain't got to go out and hustle money and run a campaign every 4 years. He can wait until you're gone and a new president comes in. He can wait 4 years. That's chump change to China. You can wait 8 years. That's chump change to China. You'll be out and another president, another American president will be in. He knows that. He don't have to argue with Biden. He don't have to argue with Trump. Man don't have to argue with you. You ain't going to be around after 4 years. You ain't going to be around after 8 years at the most. I mean, China's got its problems. It's got Hong Kong. It's got Taiwan. It's got its problems. But they just created an artificial sun in China, a source of energy. And they were able to produce temperatures hotter than the temperature on the sun. What kind of shit is that? I told you we're in debt to China. I told you they buy more treasury bonds, U.S. treasury bonds than anybody. Somebody either bullshitting you when they tell you we're up against the Chinese or the Asians. Or they fools themselves. They either fools or charlatans. They either fools themselves or they're trying to fool you. It ain't practical. Cut the anti-Asian stuff, man. It ain't practical. The figures don't add up. One out of five people on earth is a Chinese person. The numbers, baby. The numbers don't add up. They got military regiments of women, full women regiments. We're having a hard time just integrating women into the military without them being raped and whatnot. We ain't ready. We ain't ready. If China was so bad, why Microsoft still over there? If China's so bad, why is Apple still over there? If China's so bad, why is Elon Musk, Tesla, still over there? Don't fall for the hype, man. This whole Chinese virus bullshit, every day, damn near several days in a row, the New York governor, Cuomo, told you that the disease didn't come here from China. Almost every day that question came up when he did his interviews, when he did his updates on the disease. He said the disease arrived in New York, which had to one of some of the worst cases early on, from Europe. Italy, I believe, somewhere in Europe, came in on a plane into New York. Didn't come from China. They tell me there's a lab in Wuhan where the virus originated that weaponizes viruses. And Dr. Fauci was part of a team that was working over there in that Wuhan lab or with those scientists. We working with them, guys. Yeah, we working with them. Yeah, every part in your computer and your technology, turn it over, look at the label, see if there's China wrote on it. Anybody tells you we finna go to war with China, that our military ships and all our planes ran into some Chinese planes and we almost had a conflict with China, a military conflict with China in the South China Sea somewhere, forget about it. Forget about it, forget about it, forget about it, because it's propaganda. And anybody who's trying to start a war with China is either a fool or a charlatan. He's a fool or he's trying to fool you. And I don't want to hear about China undercutting us economically. That only means something to international corporations. It don't mean shit to you and me. My lines are still open. I still got a little time. This is my call-in section. Our phone number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. Do we really want to go anti-Asian over here with our 300 million folks? My lines are open. My chat room's open. You're free to put something in chat if you like. I'll be monitoring that chat. Let me give you a little more music. We got a little more time. It's your time to shine, guys. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host here at Revolutionary Life. We're here every weekday night on Blog Talk Radio from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check this out. If you're looking at my site right now, there's a follow button. There's a button up in the upper left-hand corner. If you want to catch this show live, hit that follow button and you'll get a notification when we're on the air. All right? If you missed this show, or if you only could only stay for part of it or whatever, all of our shows are archived, guys. So if you're on my site and you scroll down a little bit, you'll see an on-demand section, which is all of our past shows. Click on them by topic, and you got the whole show. You can even make comments on those shows. I'll get them. The right next to the follow button on this site is a share button. This might not be a subject that interests you. It might be. But it might interest somebody else you know. Maybe somebody who's Asian. Maybe somebody who's anti-Asian. Who's building up their anti-Asian hate for some reason or another. Because of what some propaganda, what news stations said. You can share them. You can share this with them just by hitting that share button. And so if they just want to hear a different side of the story, or they want a heads up on what this political propaganda that started this anti-Asian bull is all about. Tonight we've been talking about China, not just China, yeah, but we was talking about anti-Asian violence in this country. Something new, something we haven't seen since the 1940s, 50s. And not to mention the history we have with the Asians. And so I didn't talk about the Koreans tonight, Asian people. I didn't talk about the Taiwanese tonight. I didn't have a conversation with you about the Japanese tonight, Asian people. We didn't get to Mongolia. We didn't get to Indonesia. We didn't get to Vietnam. We didn't get to a lot of Asian countries tonight. We just talked about one. Just one. Just one. China. And I told you to get your pencils out and match our fight against China. And you might want to reconsider that bullshit. You might want to reconsider that concept of being anti-Asian. Because I ain't even talked about all these, the different Asians around the world that you are anti. I just talk about one group of Asians that you're anti. Are you sure about that? Now, guys, I told you China got its problems. It's got a fucking billion people. Of course it's got its problems. But I also told you how they were building new facilities in Africa. I also told you how they were building the Asian Union. They're organizing Asian countries under one umbrella like the European Union. They're on the move. They're on the move. I told you they just created an artificial sun source of energy. Yeah. I told you that most major North American corporations have offices. Elon Musk
Microsoft, Apple, all these guys and more have offices and operations in China on half a year now. I told you we're in debt to China. They buy most of our treasury bonds. They could stop buying them. They could call them in. They could stop buying them. I told you one out of every five people on earth is Chinese. Not Korean. Not Japanese. Chinese. Not Mongolian. Chinese. So throw China in there with all the rest of the Asian countries and yo 300 million Americans. You serious? And you got a Chinatown in every major city in this country. Have had for centuries. You sure about that? Guys, I got just a tiny little bit more time in my call-in section. I'm going to leave my lines open for just a little bit longer. Well, I guess about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Yeah, I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it up a little bit long. And I'll call in number 319-527-6060. Our chat room is open. So I don't know who's coming up with all this anti-Asian stuff, guys. I got a chance to see that film where some guy knocked down an old lady that was an Asian old lady. I don't know if she was Korean. I don't know if she was Taiwanese. I don't know if she was Vietnamese. I don't know if she was Japanese. I don't know if she was Chinese. And I don't know if the person who knocked her down knew. You know what I mean? I know Americans who can't tell a Japanese from a Chinese. Right? I know people who can't tell a Korean from a Chinaman, a Chinese man or woman. Just by looking at them, they can't tell. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, who listened in tonight. Tonight, here on Revolutionary Life, we talked about China and anti-Asian violence in general. And I warned you against the propaganda tonight. China is not our enemy. I thought Russia was, but our last president seemed to believe they were allies. They've been enemies all my life. So you don't know who's the enemy, who's not? None of them are. It's all economics. It's all international politics. And if you get screwed up in international politics and you start running around with anti-Asian shit going on in your head or your labels or bumper stickers or any of that, you're wasting your time. You're being played. You think Musk, you think Elon Musk, you think Microsoft, you think Apple, you think them guys coming up out of China? In these Asian countries where they run factories, where they're making millions because you got something against Asians, because you're blaming them for the virus, because you don't want to blame the ineptness of this country, 300 million, and they protesting about wearing a mask. 300 million, and they protesting about taking a vaccine. 300 million, and you can't organize PPE. China had a billion to deal with. I don't even believe you can sit at that table, tell the truth. You better go find a 300 million population table. How you going to sit at the billion-dollar table and tell them how to run a country? If they want a one-child policy, shit, it's a billion of them. Makes sense. Somebody better do something. Now they're allowing for more than one child. Now they think they're allowing for three. But if you got to feed a billion people, you might have something to say on how fast that population decreases and increases. I don't know. Wouldn't you think? But it's kind of hypocritical if we were on top of China because they had a one-child policy, and at the same time we're marching around abortion clinics, forcing women to have babies whether they want to or not. While saying the federal government shouldn't be there to make sure that a woman don't want to have a baby, she can not have that baby safely. It ain't natural, is it? Shit, in nature, a female in nature will have whatever number of babies she want to have, and she won't have any more than she want to have. But we're smarter than nature, so we can tell women who how many they can have. Well, if you're trying to run a country and it's a national issue, that's one thing. If it affects the nation, that's one thing. But how does this woman have an abortion affect you in this country? You're going to go back home to your family, whether she has an abortion or not. And, of course, if she has the baby, she better not ask you to put food on his table or feed that baby or clothe that baby or send that baby to school or pay for that baby's health care. Oh, you don't want to hear about that, but you want her to have that baby. But she can't come to you for help. Then you're going to call her welfare queen or whatever, but you're going to make her have the baby. You're going to remove her possibility of having it legally or having it safely or not having it safely. You're going to tell her when and where she can have a baby. And then you're going to get on China, who institutes a policy for the country's good, not because they were against abortion or against babies. It was a national policy. It was for the interest of the nation, not somebody evangelical or religious belief. Didn't have a damn thing to do with somebody's personal belief about babies. Two different stories altogether, guys. Don't fall for the hype. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in. We're winding down tonight. And as we wind down and get ready to close out our show, I want to remind you that all of our shows are archived. So if you missed this show in about an hour, it will be in our archives and you will be able to replay it on demand. And if you're looking at our site, all of our shows are on demand. Just pick a topic. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary, and I will certainly be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. You never know what the subject is going to be, guys, so if you hit that follow button, you'll be notified. Particularly when we're live and on the air, you'll get a notification. If you know somebody you can share with right next to the follow button on our site, there's a share button. Hit the share button and share this with somebody who might be interested in this issue. But anybody who's promoting anti-Asian violence are fools or charlatans. I said they're fools or charlatans. Either they're fools or they're trying to fool you. Either they're ignorant or they think you are, or they want you to be. We got no beef with China. We better try to catch up. I like for Biden to try to feed a billion people. My statistics is 1 out of 5 children in America don't know where their 1 out of 5 don't know where their next meal is coming from. And 50 years ago, my mom used to tell me, eat all the food on your plate because they're starving people in China. 50 years ago, guys. We've been here 200, 50 years, China's running shit. They're all over Africa right now, building bridges and factories and police stations and schools and hospitals. They already have taken over most of the South Pacific. Ask the folks in Hawaii about Asians. Ask the folks in the Philippines about Asians in their country. And there's a Chinatown in every major city in this country. Stop it. There is no anti-Asian thing going on. It's just politics and economics. Don't get wrapped up in the... Don't fall for the hype. Thank you for listening in, guys. I'll see everybody tomorrow night at 7, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Gary, and this is Revolutionary Life. We're on our way out of here. I'm going to give you guys a little music as I take you out. Good night. Thank you for listening in. Good night. Stay frosty, guys. Love you.